What's going on, you guys? It's Coach Taylor here, back with another Taylor Training Podcast, where we discuss any and everything related to health and wellness.
New year, new me. It's time to get this body snatched for the summer. You know, meet with my trainer 3 times a week to do these HIIT workouts and exercises that don't seem real. Get my meals ready for the week and still find time to recover so I can do it over and over again. But it just seemed like the soreness doesn't go away. If you find yourself in the same situation, sore after your workouts and don't want to give up on your resolutions, then you'll want to give Sore No More Pain Relieving Oil Blend a try. Its all natural formula is geared toward alleviating those minor aches and pains so you can continue to stand on business in the new year. Head on over to TaylorTrainerCoaching.com to purchase your very own bottle of Sore No More Pain Relief Oil today so you don't miss a beach with your fully snatched waist. Okay.
Today we're going to get back into the side of fitness, the side of movement, sharing with you guys a few tips and things that I've been doing to open up my shoulder range of motion and to open up my hip and ankle mobility so that I'm able to, one, have my feet flat while I'm squatting. I get more engagement into my glutes, hamstrings, and quads, as well as my calves, just the entire lower half of my body while doing so. And I've been able to gain more access, more range of motion in my shoulder with these stretches. My intentions for this podcast episode is to give a short form of the long form video that we have over on Taylor Training Media. Not exactly 100% sure what the title will be, but when this podcast is uploaded, make sure you guys check the description, because I'll put a link in the description for that YouTube video. All right, so my road to recovery has been a long, drawn out process. It's lasted, in my 30s now, so 30 plus years. I've been on a road to recovery trying to figure out the best way, the best things to do to make my body move in a way that's not normal, because everybody's movement isn't normal. And it's taken me a long time to really understand that. Because when I analyze and look at people's movement from person to person, even though they may be healthy or physically fit or physically active, the way their body moves is not the same or comparable to each individual across the board. So my goal, my process now is to get my body to move in a way in which I imagine it to have move or should move if I did not ever have a stroke.
New year, new me. It's time to get this body snatched for the summer. You know, meet with my trainer 3 times a week to do these HIIT workouts and exercises that don't seem real. Get my meals ready for the week and still find time to recover so I can do it over and over again. But it just seemed like the soreness doesn't go away. If you find yourself in the same situation, sore after your workouts and don't want to give up on your resolutions, then you'll want to give Sore No More Pain Relieving Oil Blend a try. Its all natural formula is geared toward alleviating those minor aches and pains so you can continue to stand on business in the new year. Head on over to TaylorTrainerCoaching.com to purchase your very own bottle of Sore No More Pain Relief Oil today so you don't miss a beach with your fully snatched waist. Okay.
So I've said this and I mean it. I truly mean it. There's even a presentation, PowerPoint presentation with me doing a voiceover over on Taylor Training Media, if you guys want to go check it out, of me talking about how yoga saved my life. And not saved my life in, you know, that I was about to die or anything like that, but it saved my life in movement. Right, it's allowed me to access different points of my body and to heal both physically and mentally. So I'm going to do this a little bit backwards from, I guess, the video per se. So I'm going to give you guys the exercises that have helped me the most. Some of them are yoga related, which is bizarre, right? And I'm not gonna say bizarre, but I'm like, who took from who? Which came first, the chicken or the egg, in relations to, did yoga movements come first or did fitness movements come first? You know, because a lot of the things that we do in actual fitness for strength training are very similar and correlate very well, align very well with things that you do in yoga. So that's why I was really comfortable with introducing and continuing to add yoga into my routine. So for my upper body, let's see, it's five different exercises that I truly enjoy and stand by, and I feel like they've helped me with my range of motion. Now, these are the exercises. This is not how I actually used them or incorporated them into my routine or into my workouts. If you want that secret piece, let me know. But you'll probably have to get with me on a personal level for me to share that, because it's so much stuff that I've done in the dark and behind the scenes that people have not seen, that like make people probably think, in my opinion, that this stuff happened overnight. No, I've really been putting in a lot of work behind the scenes that a lot of people don't get to see or haven't gotten to see in relations to trying to heal my body. So, upper body, child's pose with active and inactive arms. I switch the angle, so I flip my palms over. I'll make my arms go wider. I'll bend my elbows, I'll rotate my torso just a little bit while I'm in child's pose, and I'll also use the massage gun in certain tight areas, trying to pinpoint where my tightness is or where I could open up a little bit more in my range of motion. Reach through stretch, the deep pectoral release. So this is a doorway stretch that I'm talking about. I made a video about this as well. That's over on Taylor Training Media, I believe. If not, I put it on Instagram. But deep release pectoral stretch, aka the doorway stretch, the way that I do it now that I feel that I get the most benefit from is doing it in the Smith machine. Again, if you have questions, reach out. Bicep stretch. So I did not know how much a tight bicep actually restricts your rotation of your shoulder. I did not know that. Like, I've always wondered why my bicep was so big on, well, not big, but I say knotted on my right side. And people marveled at it. They're like, oh my God, look at your bicep. But in my opinion, I'm like, this is an unhealthy muscle. I'm trying to get long muscles like you. I want this. I don't want this to be balled up. But I didn't understand physically how much me having that tight bicep on my right side was restricting my shoulder rotation. So stretching out my biceps. And I'll also use the massage gun on my biceps. And then number 5 is scapula activation with band pulls. Now, I'll be doing band pulls in so many different directions and angles and changing it up, switching it up. Because the goal is to strengthen the back muscles, strengthen the muscles that support my scap, that support the stabilization of the shoulder on the posterior side, because the anterior side is overactive. The biceps are too tight. They're too active. They're too fired up. The pecs are too fired up. They don't know how to, they're not letting go. They don't want to let up. So it's counterbalancing the strength or the activation that has been held, or the tension that has been held for so long in the front side, strengthening the back side.
New year, new me. It's time to get this body snatched for the summer. You know, meet with my trainer 3 times a week to do these HIIT workouts and exercises that don't seem real. Get my meals ready for the week and still find time to recover so I can do it over and over again. But it just seemed like the soreness doesn't go away. If you find yourself in the same situation, sore after your workouts and don't want to give up on your resolutions, then you'll want to give Sore No More Pain Relieving Oil Blend a try. Its all natural formula is geared toward alleviating those minor aches and pains so you can continue to stand on business in the new year. Head on over to TaylorTrainerCoaching.com to purchase your very own bottle of Sore No More Pain Relief Oil today so you don't miss a beat with your fully snatched waist. Okay.
Then the lower body, my stretches and exercises that I feel like have helped is the horse pose, donkey kicks. Now, the reason I like donkey kicks is because with my right side, I've had to, you know, when I'm moving the left leg on my right side, my right leg has to help stabilize my body with my arms. So I'm really feeling my glutes activate and have to help stabilize my body along with my arms. So love donkey kicks. Just now starting to love donkey kicks. Never really like, I liked them doing when I would do them on the axillary equipment, like the machine, strength machine, but to do them with your own actual body movement and actually trying to engage that muscle and not just throw or push weight around is way harder, or was way harder. And it's, in my opinion, more beneficial. Side lunge stretch. Now, here recently, in these past couple weeks, side lunge stretch has been the game changer for me being able to get my heel down when I go into Malasana. I don't know what it was. My groin was like super tight or what, but me doing side lunge stretch has really opened it up a lot more, and I'm able to get my rear end down and keep my feet down at the same time. Along with that same growing area, Frogger Stretch is what kind of sparked it off or helped in the beginning to allow the side lunge stretch to kind of take over and take me a little further with being able to squat down and open up my hips. And I like to do a hybrid of happy baby and the butterfly stretch. Right, so I'm on my back, grab my feet, but I'm pulling my feet in toward each other and I'm pushing my elbows out. So again, it's stretching out the inner hip as well as the outer hip. I feel like I'm getting two in one when I do happy baby and the butterfly stretch. And then there's no better way to actually get better at a movement. Like when people tell me they want to be able to do a push-up, but they're scared to even attempt a push-up or a pull-up. They're like, I really want to be able to at least do one pull-up. Well, you got to start trying to pull. So doing Malasana by itself, you know, testing out where I'm at, where my range of motion is, how it's gotten better, has helped so much in these last few years. So those are the exercises that I've used. So that's 11 different exercises for the upper and lower body. 5 for the upper, 6 for the lower. That I've used to open up my hips and my shoulder and get deeper into my range of motion. And I already explained why I like using those. It's been a hell of a journey. The journey continues. The saga continues. Because we got so much more coming. We have so many more things to explore with our body. And I'm super excited for what's to come. Like, for me, it's literally like being a kid again, and you're exploring movement, or you're getting into all of the cabinets, you're starting to crawl, you're starting to walk, you're starting to move around. It's like I'm having that experience again, even though I don't remember nothing around the time that I had. I ain't gonna say I don't remember nothing, but I don't have a great memory of much of anything around the time of my stroke. So, you know, I'm relating this to being able to see like my nieces and nephews and cousins, baby cousins, grow up and them be at 1, 2, and 3 years old, and they're, you know, starting to move around, scoot around, and them hands is just in everything, gripping everything that they can and not letting go and just learning and feeling on new textures. So new textures, new taste, new sounds, and everything like that. And in our YouTube video, the exercise of choice that we're going to be demonstrating and showing you guys the changes that have happened is the squat. So it feels so good to finally be back under the bar without any pain in my shoulder, any pain in my knee. Back always, you know, back get the back and the butt gets the brunt of the movement. So I'm super excited to see where I go as I get stronger. Because when I was in Iowa, oh man, I wish I had the footage. Back in Iowa, I had absolutely nothing to do outside of basketball, working with the women's team. So that was life. But there was so much other downtime that I worked out like 2-3 times a day. And I got up to a bench squat of 500 pounds. Knees was still hurting, couldn't run, but could lift occasionally. And I would be taking an ibuprofen, and I have a knee sleeve on, and I'd be in the dark, and I have my music going. You know, I wish I truly had the footage from those days, from that time, me training. I know I did challenge the girls one day for our weightlifting session. I was like, if one of you girls can, if one of you girls can lift, squat this 500 pounds at least one time, we won't have, I'll cancel weightlifting workouts. So Rebecca Hart, she was one of our equine athletes, equine students, country strong. She was the only one that to be able to do it. Post player Janae would have been able to do it, but she didn't. She did try. She attempted. But yeah, Rebecca Hart, she got it. So shout out to them girls. Not sure what they're doing now, but
new year, new me. It's time to get this body snatched for the summer. You know, meet with my trainer 3 times a week to do these HIIT workouts and exercises that don't seem real. Get my meals ready for the week and still find time to recover so I can do it over and over again. But it just seemed like the soreness doesn't go away. If you find yourself in the same situation, sore after your workouts and don't want to give up on your resolutions, then you'll want to give Sore No More Pain Relieving Oil Blend a try. Its all-natural formula is geared toward alleviating those minor aches and pains so you can continue to stand on business in the new year. Head on over to TaylorTrainerCoaching.com to purchase your very own bottle of Sore No More Pain Relief Oil today so you don't miss a beach with your fully snatched waist. Okay!
And that's it, y'all. That is it for today's podcast episode. Definitely, yes, it's going to be under 20 minutes. I did not want this to be stupid long. If you guys have any questions about the exercises that I mentioned earlier, contact me. I'm more than happy to put you on game about the exercises that have helped me open up my range of motion to be pain-free and back under the squat bar. So if you need help or you want help, what I want you guys to take away from this is the 11 exercises that I shared with you guys earlier. Do those, and you got to do them consistently, though. Do them consistently for about 3 months. And if you don't see no improvement, it may be another exercise that's probably more beneficial, because it's too many movements or too many ranges of motion to get into that may be beneficial, that are similar to these movements. Again, if you need help, hit me up. Okay. This is Coach Taylor signing off. And if you are interested in reaching out, you can hit me up at TaylorTrainingLLC@gmail.com. And we're always over on Instagram. So you can send me a DM @TaylorTraining. We have a Facebook account. Our Facebook page, @TaylorTraining. Everything is @TaylorTraining. YouTube, check us out, Taylor Training Media. Podcast here, Taylor Training Podcast. What else? We got a phone number too, 502-276-6321. All right. Y'all have a blessed one. As always, everything is motivation.